I feel like Robert was fine, and we had, like I say, we had good treatment. And I hadn't gained a great deal of weight, which was good. But I can't say what dose of insulin I was on or anything by that time. I just can't remember.
So now you had three children and only sight in one eye. How were you coping with life?
I did cope. Life was good. I never felt that diabetes was very important. Honestly, that is the way I've always felt, that you mustn't use it as an excuse for this or that or whatever. And I never did, and never have. I always felt quite lucky, actually. I always felt if you're going to have a chronic illness, that was the one to have. I always felt that. And I'm sure that isn't true for everyone, because, you see, I always feel I've been very lucky. And I have been. The eye surgeon, when I saw him a month ago, he would like a reason why I'm still here. And I couldn't give him. He said, you're one of five of my patients that are leading a good life, really. And I said, well, I'm glad to take anything that I can get. And he said, yes, but we would like to know why this is so. And I couldn't tell him why, just luck. But I think there is a gene involved somewhere, that some people are lucky and some people are not.
Why do you feel that it was better to have diabetes than some other illness?
Well, because you could live quite happily with it. I could. But you see, and like I said, because I'm lucky, I haven't had the awful things that some people have had. I haven't had kidney problems. So, you know, which really can disrupt your life and kill you. I've managed to live a happy life with no problems. Well, and the problems that I've had have not been painful. They're livable with, you see.
Has your diabetes affected any decisions about what you did?